Afreilichen Chanukah Kindalach. You know that Chanukah, Hashem gave us a very big matana, a big gift. He gave us the lights. The lights of Chanukah is very different than the lights of Shabbos candles, the lights of the candles in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very special light. What makes it so special, it's a kind of light that can bring light even into the darkest places in the world and the darkest situations in the world. No other light, not Shabbos candles, not the Beis HaMikdash candles, no other light has such an amazing power. And you know why Hashem gave us this special gift? Is because the Chashmonaim had Mesiris Nefesh. They had Mesiris Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. They didn't listen to the Yetzer Hara, and they didn't listen to the Greeks. And they were willing to sacrifice, to give up everything, even to put themselves in danger to protect Yiddishkeit, to protect Torah Mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says that when you have Mesiris Nefesh, Hashem gives you a gift, this special light of Chanukah that can even change the darkest place. That means even a Jew who is very far away from Hashem, far away from Yiddishkeit, he's in a very deep spiritual darkness. Even such a Jew, when you give him the Chanukah menorah, you can take him out of there and pull him out and bring him back to Torah. We see this every day in Chanukah. So many Jews that have no connection to Torah mitzvahs. They don't do anything, they don't keep Shabbos. When they see the Chanukah menorah, they're reminded that they're Jewish. There's a special light there. So I want to share with you a story of a tzaddik that had Mesiris Nefesh. And because of his Mesiris Nefesh, was able to do something, an amazing miracle. The story is about the Tzanzarov. Tzanzarov lived in the city of Tzanz in Poland. In those days, in Germany, the Jews of Germany were not very, very from. They didn't keep Torah mitzvahs. Most Jews in Germany were far away from Shabbos, Kashrus. They didn't care about it. They cared more about going to university and becoming very smart. But they didn't have any interest in Torah mitzvahs. A Jew came from Germany and traveled all the way to Tzanz in Poland and told the Tzanzarov, I heard that you are a Wunderrabbiner. In German, it means you're a wonder rabbi. You're a famous, that you're a Rav, a Rebbe, that makes miracles, makes nisim, wonders. You're the Wunder Rabbi. So I'm asking you, can you make a wunder for me, a miracle? He says, I've been married for more than 20 years, and my wife and I can't have children. The doctor says that it's impossible for us to have children. Maybe you can make a wonder, and a nes, and Hashem would give us a child. So the Tzanzarov said to him, if you promise me you'll start keeping Shabbos, then I promise you that you will have a child, a son, in a year from now. But you have to remember, you have to keep Shabbos. If you keep your promise, and every Shabbos you keep Shabbos completely according to the way Torah describes, then I promise you in a year from now you'll have a child. The Jew thanked the Tzanzarov and think, Dank you, Shen. This is how you say in Germany. Thank you very much. And he left. He went back to Germany. A year later, this Jew from Germany came back to Poland, to Tzanz. And when he went to see the Tzanzarov, he said, I wanted to thank you for your bracha. Your bracha was fulfilled. It happened. My wife gave birth to a baby boy. But I want to tell you that I kept my promise too. I kept Shabbos. Now, this story spread very quickly all over the city of Tzanz. And all the Tzanz of Hasidim heard about this amazing miracle that the Tzanz of Rav performed. Now, in Tzanz, there was an older Hasid who was a big Hasid of the Tzanz of Rav, a Yid, a big Talmud Chachim, and a Yerei Shamayim, a very special Jew. He also didn't have any children. When he heard that story, he was very upset, because he has been coming to the Tzanz of Rav every single year and asking Rebbe, Rebbe, please, give me a bracha, not just a bracha, give me a promise that I'll have children. And the Tzanz of Rav always told him, no, Hashem should help, Hashem should help. He never gave him a promise. Now, he hears that the Tzanz of Rav promised a Jew from Germany that doesn't keep kashrus, doesn't put on tefillin, doesn't do anything. He asked him to do one thing, to keep Shabbos. And because of that, he did this incredible wonder, this incredible miracle. So he went, decided to tell the Tzanz of Rav what bothers him. And when he went into the room, he told the Tzanz of Rav, listen, Rebbe, how come that this Jew who doesn't keep any mitzvahs, just for keeping Shabbos, you promise him a child and you give him this incredible matana, this incredible gift. And I, who davens and learns and is a chassid of yours, and I try to be a Yerei Shamayim, I learn Torah every day, I don't deserve a child? Why do you never promise me? For one mitzvah, for Shabbos, you promise him a child. For me, I do all the mitzvahs and I learn and I daven, and I don't deserve a child. Does it make sense to me? And the Tzanz of Rav said to him like this, I want you to listen carefully. He said, when I have to promise someone a child, when I know that in Shamayim it was decreed that he will not have a child, that means this person was not meant to have children. Even in Shamayim, it was decided that this man cannot have children. Now I, Chaim of Tzanz, has to come and tell the heavens in Shamayim, the Bezin Shel Maila, that I want him to overturn this and give him a child. Do you think this is a simple thing to do? I am putting a lot at risk. I'm risking my Olam Haza. I may have to lose my whole Olam Haza. That means he may not live for very long. And I may risk my Olam Haba. That means I won't go to Olam Haba. Chas v'shalom. But I have to give it, I may lose all of this. Only because I'm asking that the Bezdin Shel Maila, the Bezdin Shamayim, should overturn that which was decreed in Shamayim by this Jew. But for this Jew, who I saw doesn't even know there's a Hashem exists. He doesn't even know there is a Shabbos. So just that he would know there is a Hashem, just that it would keep one Shabbos, keep one mitzvah, which is Shabbos. I'm willing to sacrifice and give away my Olam Hazeh and my Olam Haba. Only so that Jew would begin to keep Shabbos and know that Hashem is there. But for you, is the Tzanz of Rav said, you're a chassid, you daven, you learn, you were raised by your parents to be a frum Jew. It's very hard for me to give up my Olam Hazeh, my Olam Haba. For this Jew, I know that this will make this Jew believe in Hashem and keep Shabbos. But for you, you already believe in Hashem. You already keep Shabbos. Why should I sacrifice and give up my whole Olam Hazeh, my Olam Haba? Here we see the Mesiris Nefesh. A Mesiris Nefesh of a Tzaddik. Not only is Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, which is much harder to give up. Give up everything, only for another Jew. And what kind of a Jew? A Jew that doesn't keep any mitzvahs. So only that would keep Shabbos. The Tzanz of Rav was willing to take a risk and put in danger his entire life. Afreilichen Chanukah.